Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Coach Rick Sagisi and Think Outside the Diamond. I want to thank you for joining us today. We are excited to have this show. We were able to contact a coach, Coach Clay Cox, and he is the Parrish Junior College baseball coach. We are lucky enough and privileged to be able to have him call in today into our show and provide us some insight on what coaches are looking for in players, some of the intangibles that might go unnoticed when you are getting recruited by a college or high school or a professional scout. Whatever it might be, you know, there's intangibles that they look for, things that you might not know that they're looking for. And I wanted to bring Coach Cox on the show to be able to provide you guys some of that information and some of that insight. So a little bit about Clay Cox. Coach Clay Cox is the current coach at Parrish Junior College, and that's out of Parrish, Texas. And he came to Parrish from the University of West Alabama, where in 2015, he helped lead the Tigers to a 42-11 record. And that was good enough to earn them a ranking of 7th in the country. As he did that, he actually set the school record in winning percentage of 792. Pretty impressive. He is known for really having great defensive teams. He's really focusing on pitching and defense. And in 2015, the Tigers set a school record for fielding percentage of a 967. And some of you guys don't realize what that means, but that's outstanding. And that was actually good enough that year to rank 10th nationally, not in the school history or not in their conference, but nationally. So that's awesome. So he knows what it takes. As you can see, he's had success on the field. He's had success development of his teams, putting good teams together. But what he's looking for is proper chemistry, and that starts with getting the proper players there. So that's what he's going to talk about today, what he looks for. He's going to discuss and share what he looks for in players for his specific program, and this is generalized because it's a lot of coaches, and they can all agree to this. They all are looking for similar things. Some might want more of a pitcher, one more defense, whatever their needs might be, but a lot of times the coaches are all looking for the similar things. So what he's going to tell you today, I want you to really grasp and really absorb, because this is not for just him, but it just probably pertains to a lot of coaches, a lot of people that come and watch the games, what they're looking for in players, okay? And a lot of times the things that you don't know they're looking for, these are the game changers. This is what can get you to the next level. So the intangibles, we call them. So make sure you listen to what he has to say. And make sure you, you know, you just absorb this, because this is an opportunity that we were very fortunate to be able to get Coach Clay Cox on here. I know he had weightlifting this morning for his team, and he was able to find time to get on the show and give us some time, a little of his time before practice started in the afternoon. But again, very, very pleased to be able to have and introduce Coach Clay Cox. He should be calling in here any moment now. But, you know, guys, when you're talking about playing in a game, a lot of times coaches, and I know a lot of players personally, that actually got recruited while they were practicing, during a team practice. So don't take practice lightly in the form of that you might not get recruited. I know a specific player, a friend of mine, that actually got recruited by Stetson University, and he actually got recruited by them during a team practice. It was pretty amazing. So, you know, it's not just practicing that makes it work. It's also you could be getting recruited during that time. So make sure you take your practices seriously. All right, looks like we're going to be getting our caller in here. Hey, is this Coach Clay Cox?
This is him. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Just got off the field, got done throwing some BP, wrapped up practice early this morning. I'll give the guys the afternoon off and see if we can't get into the playoffs this weekend.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit of how's the season going for you guys so far?
Going fairly well for us. We're sitting in third right now in our conference. Top four teams getting to the regional tournament. We're playing with, 20, 21 freshmen on the roster this year, so we're young, but we're battling, got a scrappy bunch. And so a win this weekend will put us into the regional tournament, and two wins will keep us the three seed. And so we'll match up with Region 14 South and Grand Prairie at Quick Trip Park next weekend.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. So you guys are young, but you seem to be really pulling the team together and having some good success so far.
So
that's
far,
great.
Yeah. This bunch is getting after it, so we like what we've got.
That's awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you, and we have the privilege to have you on the show today. I wanted to, I introduced you prior to your phone call in, and so the audience kind of gets an idea of who's speaking and where you're from and some of your past successes. But I wanted to kind of really focus on the topic of, when you are looking for players and looking at players, to bring into your program, there's so many talented players out there, but sometimes not always the talented players are the ones that you want. So, I wanted to see what do you look for, and what is some of the things that you, required from a player before you can actually pursue and go forward and try to bring them to your program.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you say that, not necessarily the talented guy is always the best guy for your team. When we go out recruiting, my assistant coach, my recruiting coordinator and I, we have what we call, quote, our type of guy. And I don't necessarily know that that's a tangible talent, it's a tangible aspect that you can just place your hand on, but there's so many things that go into it, more so than just the talent level. We've got a lot of guys on this team right now that we picked up in June and July last year that either didn't have any offers or maybe only had one other offer. We kind of did a little bit of cleaning house at the end of last year just because we had some talent, no doubt, but we had guys that didn't necessarily have the competitive nature deep down inside of them that we want. We kind of recruit more of a blue-collar, dirtbag type guy. He may not be the biggest guy, he may not be the strongest guy, but he's a guy that just plays with it at a different level. There's a different gear when he's on the field. And so, we look for that when we go out. A lot of times, you there's so many recruiting tools out there now and so many websites and, that rank players and put numbers on players and do these things. But, if a guy runs a 6'6", that's great. If a guy hits 15 jacks, that's great. But what does he have inside of him that burns? Is he just more talented than the level that he's playing at? Or does he actually have a little bit more of a burning desire inside of him? And so we look for a lot of things. One of the things that we definitely place a high priority on is academics. We've been an academic All-American team the last 4 years. We had a 3.3 team GPA in the fall. We do have a class attendance policy that we took from Tim Corbin at Vanderbilt. So are you taking care of business off the field as well? Are you taking care of business in the classroom? Because a guy that's doing those things and does all of those things that adds up together is the kind of guy that we want in our program.
That's awesome. And that's exactly what I wanted the audience to hear today, is that it's way more than just what you do on the field and your talent level. It goes beyond that. It goes on to your desire, your commitment, and your school as well. And what about a lot of times kids, they put so much emphasis on this, on, like you said, perfect game, this and that, and this ranking,
right,
that ranking. But you were mentioning, you guys don't use that too much, right? You kind of go more on what you see rather than a ranking from a third party.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we're obviously, when I get a guy's name, and I'm going to check him out, and I'm going to do my research on him, and we're going to look at those numbers that they put up at those kind of camps and that sort of thing. But as far as, is he a top five player, is he a top 10 player, those things don't matter to us. You know, the little things matter. So if we go to the yard to watch a guy, say he's playing on a, you know, a Tuesday night, and we get to go catch him during the year, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to show up an hour and a half early to the field. You know, whether he knows I'm going to be there or not, I want to see how he carries himself before the game. You know, is he just sitting out there with, you know, his hat on crooked and tossing a ball in front of the dugout, goofing off, or is he locked in and ready to go? Is he taking in and out to the best of his ability, or is he kind of Cadillacing? You know, is he doing everything that he can at a different gear? You know, I don't want a guy that just shows up and he's Joe Cool, I guess you would say. You know, I don't need that guy in my program. I want a guy that's got a different gear. He's preparing himself for a game in the right way. You know, for instance, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a game, especially even if the young man knows I'm coming to watch him, and maybe he goes 0-for-4 with three rollovers and a flyout. But if he doesn't give me at least one hard 90, I can't get it home the first time. I can't tell you how many times I went to see a guy and he doesn't have the day he wants to play and Cadillac's out of the box and I don't get a home the first. Well, I'm probably going to scratch that guy off my list. I mean, he didn't give me a hard 90 even when he knew I was there. And so, you know, what does that say about that guy? You know, every time you don't know who's going to be in the stands or what it's going to take. I mean, even with those three ground outs that day, did you give me a hard 90 out of the box every time? Did you put some pressure on the defense and maybe cause him to force a bad throw? Because you gave everything you had on that 90. So, you know, little things like that are things that we take into serious account when we go see a ball player.
That's awesome. That's awesome because, you know, I was mentioned it before that the show started too, is exactly what you were saying. It's like, you know, you can get recruited a lot of times in practice, not just in games. It's really,
absolutely,
you know, a lot of times, like you said, it's like these players don't realize when they go to practice, you know, first off, they should be focused and doing things that they need to work on and fixing, you know, any mistakes and getting better at what they're good at and strengths and weaknesses. But they could be getting recruited. And I think that's a big thing that most players don't realize is that practices are a time that, you know, you don't know who's watching. So give you 100% and see how you handle yourself and all that. That's really, really good. Good insight. What about the family? Like, do you guys go into like making sure, you know, you know, they're coming from a good family that's gonna, you know, we know that's so important, you know, you need to have a support system, you know, off the field. And does that sometimes have any contributing factors in when you recruit players at all?
Definitely. You know, we want guys that come from a good family, a good strong home, that have a support system, because, you know, especially in our level in junior college baseball, it's a grind. You know, you're going to play – these kids are coming out of high school playing roughly 30 games in the spring. Well, you're going to play that many games just in the fall at junior college, you know, and a lot of these guys are coming from, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours away. We've got guys coming internationally. We've got guys coming from out of state. So do you have somebody to call when you're having that rough day or when you're a little homesick that's going to be able to, you know, to ground you a little bit? And one of the big things for us, and this is something that I really look at, is when we bring a recruit on campus for his visit and his family's with him, you know, it's something that I think this goes a long way, and I hope the listeners that hear this today understand this, is when I sit down with you and your family, who's doing the talking? You know, are you able to speak for yourself? I can't tell you how many times that, you know, we've got guys in here, and I'll ask a question to the player, and before he can get a word out, you know, mom or dad's saying something, or, you know, I ask him a question and he looks to mom or dad for an answer. You know, are you able to speak for yourself? You know, and I think that goes a long way in saying how you've been raised and, you know, have they prepared you for this situation? You know, we want a guy that's able to communicate with us, because if you can't communicate with me on that visit, how are you going to communicate with me when you get here? And so, you know, that's a huge thing for us. You know, and at the end of the day, we want to build better young men in our program. And I know everybody says that, but, you know, we're going to have, as Andy Lopez says, at the end of the day, I'm going to have a lot more husbands and fathers out in the community than I am Major League Baseball players. And so, you know, we want to be able to build upon what has been instilled in them for 18 years before they get to us, and just continue to build that relationship and build that young man and hopefully get that support from the backside at home as well.
That's great. That's great. And that's so important. I think that's another thing that, you know, like you said, speaking for themselves, I see that a lot as well. It's like, you know, these kids just have to look for, you know, approval, and, you know, you're right. I mean, if they can't speak for themselves and they can't stand, you know, ask get approval from a parent at that level, at that time in their life. I think that's a you know, a sign that they, you know, maybe someone that you might want to pass over, or, you know, or something like that.
It's definitely a red flag.
Yes, exactly. So that's actually great. What about like showcase videos? Do you guys like when a player says, "Well, I'm out of state, or I'm far away, I can't get to a showcase camp, and maybe you guys don't get to see him at a perfect game." Do you guys take a lot of value into like having a showcase video sent to them, and or is it more just through YouTube, or is video completely, you know, you really don't put much value into those type of things?
No, video's huge to us. You know, so in today's day and age, with everybody having a smartphone, I mean, you can make a video at home. You know, you can go to the local field and make a recruiting video. And I will tell you that we may be different than some other places, but a lot of coaches I know are like this as well, that if we get a video that comes across our email, mine or my assistant coach's desk, we're going to watch it. Now, I can usually tell you within about 30 seconds if I want to keep watching the video, but we are going to watch it. And I'll tell you, we've got multiple guys on this team that my initial viewing of them was on video. You know, they sent us an email, sent us a bio, and I saw the video. I liked the actions, and then we brought them in for a workout. I've got a young man from Spokane, Washington. He played the last couple summers here in Texas with the Phenom out of Dallas. And, you know, it was late summer, and he sent us an email, got some video from him. I talked to some guys. We brought him in on a workout, and he's starting every day in center field for us. Same with my third baseman and closer. You know, he was a late sign, but, you know, he sent us the video. And I said, man, I really like his actions. And so I think that goes a long way. You know, for me, I tell guys when we do our recruiting seminars here and we host a showcase, you know, a tryout, a workout, I tell them, don't be scared to send it to any coach. The worst thing that's going to happen is they delete it. But, you know, best case scenario, hey, somebody sees it and likes it. So if there's a school that you're interested in, then, I mean, send it. What's the harm in sending it? You know, it's just like, I mean, somebody tells you no, they tell you no, and you move on. But if you get that opportunity and somebody does like it, says, hey, you know what, I'm interested in this guy, then we can move forward in the progress.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I try to instill that to players because I think it also shows that they're taking initiative and they actually are, you know, are taking an effort to do this. And that shows like maybe, you know, a good side of a commitment, you know. So that's great that you guys do that. I wasn't sure, you know, with the times of change, but I thought for sure that videos are still pretty important.
And to kind of expand on that just a little bit, I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, top of that, I like it when we get a personal email. You know, when you're going through the recruiting services and I get a blanket email with the letterhead and, it, you know, and it's just a blanket email, that doesn't say a whole lot to me about, you know, your effort to look into our program. When you send an email and, hey, I saw that, you know, you won this many games, or so-and-so went to this school, you had this many go to 4 years, these guys got drafted, it shows that you've actually done your research on us. And so to me, that tells me that, hey, you are taking a little more time and you really are vested in this and you have a true interest in our program. When I get a blanket email or a mass email from, you know, one of the scouting services, that doesn't go near as far for me as a personal email. You know, and I will tell you that one of the mistakes that guys make, and this, you know, just kind of reaching out there to recruits and parents, is that if you are sending, you know, you're using a blanket bio or format in your email, that's fine. But make sure you change the names on there. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten emails and it says, you know, Tyler Junior College or Sanjak Junior College, and, you know, it's sent to Paris Junior College. And so, you know, you pay attention to detail, because that right there tells me that you're kind of just rushing through. And so, you know, the attention to detail goes a long way.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's another great point, because that's another thing that I totally wouldn't have thought about. But you're right. These people just it doesn't make a good impression. And first impressions, as we know, is vital. That's really good. This is great information that you're providing us in our audience. Social media, I wanted to just touch on that real quick. You know, a lot of times, you know,
absolutely,
you know, we see that guys just throwing crap out there, you know, and they don't really think before they actually shoot something out there. Do you guys actually actively monitor those type of things?
100%. It's funny that you mentioned that because I just had an instance yesterday with a guy that we've signed for next year, no, nothing huge, but made a post and I saw it. I texted him. I said, hey, man, this is the kind of stuff that we can't have. Of course, it was taken down right away. He was very apologetic, but, we had the long conversation. And because he hasn't been with me yet, because we haven't had that talk, maybe they don't have what they necessarily need as far as the knowledge of that. But I will tell you that, we get our guys to campus in the fall a week before school starts, and they move into the dorm that Monday. And Monday night we have our first team meeting. And one of the biggest issues we address that night is social media. They all have to follow me. We follow them back. We don't allow any of our players to have their accounts set on private. Because, as you're here, you're being recruited by four-year schools. Well, if your account's set on private, then you're telling them there's something you're trying to hide or you don't want them to see. And so we don't allow that at all. I mean, I've had some guys that have gone back and completely deleted their old Twitter accounts and started a new one. But we want to make sure that you're portraying the right image. I mean, I do. I'll tell you this. The first thing I do is say I get an email from a guy, we're talking about these recruiting videos. I do like him. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to log on to Twitter and I'm going to type in his name and I'm going to see what he's posting. And a lot of guys think that people just say that, that it's just a cliche and they don't really know. I've scratched a lot of guys off my list because of what they've got on their social media. If you're degrading the women or you're using profane language, you're posting, drugs or alcohol or smoking, any of that stuff, we're not going to be interested in you. And so that's something that you really have to monitor. Like we tell our guys, if you have to think about it before you post it, don't even post it. And Snapchat's becoming one of the big ones too. You put it on your story, it's out there for everybody that's on your list. All it takes is one screenshot. And like we tell our guys, there's instances, guys have had tweets up for 2 minutes. Well, I got a screenshot of it. Once it's out there, it's out there. Just because you delete it, it doesn't go away. Somebody got it. And so, if you've got to think about it, if there's any doubt in your mind, don't post it.
That's right. I think that's so important because these kids get wrapped up in the moment and, they don't think before they do that. And I think that's another thing they don't realize is once it's sent, you're right, it's out there. Even if they delete it, it's going to be seen by somebody. So that's huge. That's huge. That's awesome. Well, that was, and you gave us some great insight, and I think that's going to be great for our audience to get some insight from a coach's standpoint and if they're looking to play at another level, play at a collegiate level or higher, what these kids, what you guys look for. And I think that's so important. I think it can't be said much better than the person that's actually, doing that. So, that was awesome. So, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and we're going to be sharing this with all our subscribers, and you're going to be part of that subscriber. So I want you to definitely share this to anybody that you feel that can help and get this message out there, because I think the more people we can get them to understand, how the process and how important it is and practices and what they're doing, off the field and on the field, it's going to help, our game and help get more quality players in these programs. And in turn, I think it's going to help, everybody.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me on, and if anybody's got any questions, feel free to email, I'm available. I like to answer questions. And even if it's not about our school, one of the things that we like is, maybe we can't use a guy or we don't have that need, but we're definitely going to pass a name on. Coaches do that all the time. Hey, he's a right-handed pitcher. I don't need a right-handed pitcher, but I know 10 guys that do. And so, don't be afraid to reach out, and just doing things the right way on and off the field. Anything we can do to help, I really appreciate you having us on. And if there's anything in the future, please just let me know.
Oh, no, definitely. I will. I appreciate you get coming on the show and sharing some of your insight and knowledge. It was it's priceless. And I think, I hope everybody out there appreciates, because we know our time is valuable, and we appreciate you giving us some of that time. And we wish you guys the best of luck here and coming up in the regionals, hopefully, in the postseason. And we hope you guys go pretty far and go deep.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on again, and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach Cox.
Bye.
So there you have it, guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I don't know how to say it, but I think you heard it right from the horse's mouth. Coach Cox, he laid it on the line. He told you exactly what he looks for. And, like it or don't like it, that's how it is out there, and that's how it's going to be. And like I said earlier, this is not just Coach Cox. This is actually 99% of the coaches do the same thing. So, again, guys, make sure you listen to what he said. If you don't apply what he said, no matter how good you are, you're not going to be able to excel, I should say, at the next level. So you make sure you have to understand you can't, you have to adjust to the game. This is what the game wants. This is what the coaches want. This is what they're looking for. You have to adjust to them, or you're probably not going to be playing for long. So talent takes you so far, and then a lot of times these intangibles that are really very important are the game changers. Guys, look forward to talking to you guys, seeing you guys in the lab. Make sure you guys get here. This will be exclusive to lab people only, not available in the public. So please get in there. You can get this as cheap as $9.99, and you can hear all these things. We have scouts. We have other coaches that we've interviewed, not just Coach Cox, but we've had some scouts as well, and we'll have more coming. So please pass the word. See you in the lab. Good luck.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.